Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Our good buddy Seth Evett from our National Baseball Insider joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Seth, how you doing, pal?
I'm good, man. How are you? It's been a crazy week, right?
It has been. I'm good. I was reading your stuff about when Poppy was shot and immediately who was contacting you and kind of reading a little bit of the background from years ago and some of the cats that he was hanging out with when he was playing. So let's start there because we'll start with rather than baseball on the field. I think it's an interesting story that people are probably really interested to hear, to be honest with you.
Yeah, it's not a shameless plug for a podcast. This was even not supposed to be the podcast I was going to be posting. I recorded another one that now has to be posted next week because this was very timely. And, you know, I know the MLB security guys from my days working for the league. And so I have great relationships with them. And Eddie Dominguez reached out to me when David Ortiz got shot. And he said, do you remember when I was on your podcast back in November, we touched on David Ortiz? I said, you know, vaguely, yes. And he said, he went into elaborate details. So I'll give you two nuggets from the podcast. And there's more. It's a 40-minute conversation, but there's more. Here's the first one. He had a friend named Munga, let me say it correctly. Munga had three aliases. He got into the country illegally. He had an illegal drug ring and an illegal gambling ring. Run out of a barber shop. Ortiz insisted it was his barber. They got so close that when the FBI went to go get Munga, they had to raid David Ortiz's house. When David Ortiz was participating in the 2006 home run derby, he insisted that Munga be on the field with him. When baseball started to balk at that, he threatened not to play in the home run derby.
Wow.
That's how good a friend that guy was. Now, I'm not saying Munga is responsible for shooting him, but that's the caliber of person he is close to. And the other story that I'll tell you was so upsetting is that every year the security agents go and visit the 30 clubs in spring training. It happens for all 30 teams. You know, different RSAs go to different clubs. The year that Aaron Hernandez, remember the Patriots player that murdered people? Well, when the year that Aaron Hernandez was found guilty of the first murder, they sent the detectives to the Red Sox camp to tell them what they found about what it's like when you associate with bad people and how sometimes you get coerced into doing things you don't want to do and you get caught in situations you don't want to be in. David Ortiz sat in the front row. So anybody who knows David Ortiz and knows the kind of person he hangs out with, here's the biggest mind-blowing part about this. These are not rumors. I'm not a gossiper. These are in police reports. And these were submitted to both Bud Selig and Rob Manfred and were shoved under the desk because they didn't want Big Poppy to have a bad rep. This sport is as corrupt as it's ever been. And I'm telling you, anybody in baseball was not surprised that David Ortiz had an assassination attempt.
So, do they know why?
Well, in this circumstance, you know, investigators are looking into what it was. I have heard rumblings. Now we're getting into the rumor mill. You know what I'm saying? So I don't want. I was telling you what I know as facts.
Right.
And, you know, I deal in facts.
Well, originally he got shot in the leg and it was a robbery attempt. This was, after you look at the video, this was no robbery attempt. This was somebody who wanted him dead.
He was trying to, they were trying to kill him. And, you know, why it could be, you know, does one of his associations go wrong? Did it have to do with a changed loyalty? I've heard rumors that mistresses were involved. I heard a rumor that a mistress showed up at the hospital before his wife did. So again, I preface all of what I just said in saying, I will stand by the facts. I don't know about the rumor. You know what I'm saying? Right. I don't know.
Right.
But what I'm trying to explain to you is when you see players have these entourages, and we've seen them. We've seen them all throughout baseball and all of sports in the last 15 years. When a player is so loyal to the entourage, I question it. I immediately question it. And so if you had the information that if you had heard this segment before Sunday night and then you saw the video Monday morning, you would not be surprised.
Right.
And I'm just stunned how many people are shocked by all this. I jumped at the opportunity. I was asked by Eddie Dominguez to come on the podcast because he is concerned that the mass media doesn't want to touch on this. And I said, you have an open invitation.
Why would the mass media not want to discuss this?
Well, it's a great question. You know, I'm tagging a bunch of people. I'm texting a lot of people. I've been communicating with a lot of Boston Globe people. I mean, I have a lot of friends in Boston. And I'm not trying to say that I don't like David Ortiz. I don't really know him, to be honest. You know, I've covered him. I remember covering the 2003 anonymous steroid list that the rumor was he was on it. Remember that?
Right.
And I remember having to deal with him with that. He got very testy about that. I'll tell you this. When the FBI went to David Ortiz's house to find this Munga nonsense, right? Theo Epstein, right? Our friend Theo Epstein called Eddie Dominguez and said, I thought you were on our side. I'm trying to sign this guy to a contract. What are you doing? Like, that's the problem with,
yeah.
That's where baseball, to me, like, I want baseball to protect their players. I want baseball to do background checks on everybody in the clubhouse. And I want to have a sport where the commissioner is going to say, you do not bring guys that are wanted onto a baseball field during your home run derby.
Right. They're worried about guys drinking in the clubhouse, but
yeah.
Criminals and drug dealers and, you know, you name it, that's okay.
And it wasn't rumor at the time. This was stuff that there were police reports filed about this guy, because when Eddie Dominguez asked David Ortiz to stop having him come to the clubhouse at Fenway Park, David Ortiz got mad and he said, that's my barber. He's with me. My barber? That's what he called him, my barber.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just like, when I heard that story, I said, what? I didn't understand. What I don't understand is I understand why there are hangers-on when it comes to celebrity. What I don't understand is what Ortiz's loyalty to these guys were.
Right.
That, you know, perplexes me, and hopefully I'll get the opportunity to ask David Ortiz because I'd love to ask him.
Well, the other question that becomes, well, I understand, like, Boston. He's a folk hero there. He's a guy that was bigger than life, and he's a guy that helped them win championships. And so I understand that blindness, because anything that's going to help your team win, okay. But what I can't understand is this has everything. This has crime. This has major sports. This has intrigue. This has now an assassination attempt. This has so much. I don't understand. I wouldn't understand why any network, mass media-wise, would not want to do a little more investigation into this and bring this to the forefront. And then, you know, look, everybody's willing to take down the NFL for all the CTE investigations and who knew what and when, and they want to make movies about it. But when it comes to stuff like this, when it comes to stuff like the Pete Rose story and the people that he was hanging out with at the time,
yep.
Nobody wants to touch it. I don't know why.
Well, and the weird part about it from the Ortiz standpoint is, you know, I could make the argument that David Ortiz is a retired player, so it's not really baseball's issue anymore. But how does baseball look at us in the eye and say that they did right by David Ortiz? Like, how did they not – they let David Ortiz get so big that it became a situation where they were more interested in covering up the misgivings than, and I'm not insinuating that David Ortiz did anything illegal, but he was associating with illegal people in the clubhouse.
Yeah.
It's amazing. And baseball did nothing because, and where have we seen stories where the cover up is worse than the crime?
No, I completely agree with. Hey, I do got to ask you a little bit of baseball. We're now past the Memorial Day, situation. Yeah. When it comes to standings, the Brewers hanging in there. We all believe that there's going to start to be a lot of rumblings when it comes to deals. I keep thinking that this is the week. This is the week when we're going to start hearing more. And it's been kind of quiet other than Kimbrel signing. I thought for sure that Keuchel would go right after that. And you know, it hasn't been as much matriculation of information as I thought there would be. Does it surprise you?
Not really. I think that now that Keuchel and Kimbrel have signed, you're starting to hear the rumors about Bumgarner. It always starts at the top. Max Scherzer and Madison Bumgarner are the guys that people have talked about. The problem is, I'll give you a couple of scary numbers, because you know how much I love statistics, but the one that I think will affect the trade deadline is there are 7 teams on pace to lose 100 games. And so some of these teams don't have players that anybody wants. And so even though they're sellers, that it's not matriculating the way it's supposed to be. You're not an out-of-it team. And with the second wild card, teams that are really mediocre are not ready to commit to being sellers yet. So it's not so black and white. It should be, but it's not. It's not just yet. You want the other crazy statistic? There are 22 teams that are on pace to hit more than 200 home runs this year.
Mm-hmm.
In 2013, there was one.
Yeah, and I wonder, are we still setting more strikeouts than we are hits in Major League Baseball?
We are, yeah. Yeah, I don't have the updated statistics, but I know that the numbers, I know the number is in the negative, but I don't know exactly. I don't have that number.
Yeah.
I usually get those numbers. I have friends that kind of tabulate that stuff for me. But the crazy idea that we're talking about 5 years ago or 6 years ago, 2013. I remember 2013 like it was yesterday. And in 2013, baseball had one team hit over 200 home runs. They have 22. 22
yeah.
teams are hitting over 200 home runs on pace, and 7 are on pace to lose 100 games. You are either a home run hitting machine or you're losing 100 games.
Right. There's not a lot of in between anymore. I agree. Always good, my friend. I'm going to pay attention to the podcast because I find the Big
Please.
Poppy story completely fascinating, and I hope more pick up on it.
Yeah, let me know what you think. I'm very curious because I'm not doing this to be a, look, we get a lot of downloads on the podcast. I'm not doing this to shill, but I thought this story was worth telling, and I appreciate the platform to do so.
Absolutely, buddy. We'll talk to you next week.
You got it.
There you go. Seth Evans, our National Baseball Insider, joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard, they treat you fair. 80-plus years, they've been doing it. Call them 844-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.